Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode.
I think I knew that I was going to, and I already was having problems with imposter syndrome and stepping into the role that I wanted to do, and I really wanted to be good at it. Mm. I really, really wanted to be good at that job.
Yeah, big dreams, big vision.
Yeah, and I am an ambitious person, and it's very hard as a woman, I think, to say that, because it's not always accepted as a thing that women say. I am very ambitious. I've always wanted to be good at my job. I work hard, and I wanted to be the best for the team as well. I knew that in order to steer the shed in the direction that we wanted to go in order to grow the way we wanted to grow, I needed to grow. And it's you've always got to be one step ahead when you're leading to a certain degree. You need to see where you're going, and you need to be a leader. You have to have a vision. You have to sell that vision to your team. And yeah, we're going this way, and everyone has a confidence in you to go, okay then, let's go, how do we get there? And in order to be that kind of leader, I knew I needed to do some self-work and to deal with my imposter syndrome and to really believe in myself that I could get to that place. So coaching was the thing that I knew was going to help get me there. And that's why I made that investment at that point in time, because I knew I had lots of things that I needed to deal with or get over or get out of myself to kind of put a lens on them and put them to bed, really, and get them out of the way so that I could just focus on that next step of the journey.
Yeah, and we started off talking about imposter syndrome, and we've been working together for, well, bang on 5 years.
Yep.
Which is incredible.
It's a long time, isn't it?
I mean, we can't obviously say the content of those conversations
No.
for the camera, that stays confidential, but in what way do you think, how's it been so successful? How's it worked so well for you?
So, in lots and lots and lots of ways. So, I think the first year when we worked together, it was all about laying those foundations of coping mechanisms, understanding who I was and who I wanted to be as a leader, focusing on my personal values, which was an exercise that was so incredibly valuable
for us.
We have, yeah. And it's such a valuable thing to know what your personal values are, because if you understand that, then it really helps you understand why you feel the way you do about certain situations. And the amount of times I've either talked to you in a coaching session or I've rung you up and gone, this is doing my head in. I don't know what to do, or being, you know, genuinely upset about something or fearful about a situation. And how I was going to tackle it. And you've always brought me back to my values. And 99.9% of the time, if I'm really struggling with a scenario, it's because it's running contradictory to my values. And you've taught me all about being authentic to those and how I can bring everything back to those as a decision point and as a kind of a directional... It's kind of like my true north, really. Mm-hmm. It's like a compass to keep me on track for me personally, which then meant that I could make the decisions in a way that I was proud of and tackle situations in a way that I felt comfortable with. Mm. And that, it's almost like a framework in which to deal with difficult situations or situations that you don't feel comfortable in. So there's the values, and there's a few other exercises that the sphere of
control.
Oh, that's it, spheres of control, which is always really useful to help you focus back in on the things that you can do something about and try and kind of let go of the things that you can't.
Yes.
Because, you know, the world's been a lot, hasn't it, really, for the last 4 or 5 years, from a macroeconomic perspective and things that, you know, as a leader of a business, you've got to ride the wave and you've got to see these things coming, but you can't do anything about some of them. You've just got to figure out how you're going to deal with them. And all of the lessons that you've taught me and all of the tools and techniques and coping mechanisms that you've taught me have been so valuable in terms of giving me that really solid foundation to guide me through some really tricky scenarios, which you are always going to face as a founder.
Yeah. And if you don't mind, could you just kind of go over the kind of the milestones, if you like, that we've navigated together over the 5 years? So I came in when you went into the business full-time as managing director. Mm-hmm. What are the kind of the big...
We're not talking about fields full of sheep and getting very lost. It's another story for a different day when we aren't talking about how wonderful your coaching is. So the first one was stepping into that role as a leader and leading a team. We've been through growing out teams, making good and bad decisions about who to hire and what's right, and how to cope with, you know, not making always the best decisions, and how to get my head around some of the more difficult decisions that we've had to make as founders. And then, I mean, obviously, right to the end where, you know, we exited 4 weeks ago.
You say it like such a small thing.
Yeah, it's a small thing. And everything in between, really. So we've won clients, we've lost clients, we've hired people, we've had to let people go. We've been through a small thing called the pandemic, figured out how to all work from home, how to get 42 people, exactly 42, I know it's 42 because I'm counting them on the whiteboard on the day we closed the office, how to lead a team remotely, how to make sure that they had the psychological safety that they needed, so that they could be the best that they could be and be as comfortable as they could possibly be in a global pandemic that nobody knew anything about and how to solve. You know, I felt such a huge amount of responsibility towards the team during that pandemic and how we could make it as easy as possible for them to have a rock that they could hold on to. It was so important to make good decisions there. I mean, and we went back to the data, which, you know, mm-hmm. I believe that data is a very good guiding principle for making tough decisions. But yes, the constant throughout that has been the ability to pick up the phone or come and see you or go for a big long walk and chat through whatever has been bothering me or have been rattling around in my brain. So some of them have been very emotional decisions.
Yeah.
Others have been really practical things that I've needed to get done, but just couldn't figure out how. So I'll never forget a session that we had, and it will be a year and a bit ago, because we knew we were gearing up for exit, and we knew we were working towards the end of this three-year plan, and we've been on this three-year plan for 3 years, so we've hit the milestone that we wanted to hit. And one of the things that we really wanted to do was build out a senior management team. And we've had a management team for a while, but it was kind of really establishing them and making sure that we handed over some of the leadership responsibilities, gave them a really safe framework to work in where we could hold them accountable, for them to kind of become the next generation of leaders for yeah. the business. And we knew that Ed and I couldn't continue to make all the decisions. So it was very consciously built out our board and then built out the senior management team. And I was trying to figure out, and this is something that all founders will come across, as you scale, There are decisions that you make intuitively yourself because you can feel, touch and see everything that is going on in your organisation, to a day where you can't see everything anymore. And you either... ever going to get me out, and I am now edited and still in Hippo, I needed to make sure that there was somebody there who could do what I was doing. And it was a really conscious decision to try and figure out what goes on in here and turn it into something that made sense to other people. And I mean, that was an epic session. It was I think it had whiteboards, coloured pens, post-it notes, the works. But what happened, it'd been rattling around in my head for quite a long time, the way that I needed the team to operate and the things that they needed to be able to work out between them to achieve operational smoothness. How I communicated that to them, however, was a different kettle of fish. And that 3 hour session, I think we ended up going for 3 hours in the end, it was just getting it all out of my brain onto a whiteboard and then reorganising it into a way where I actually ended up pretty much at the end of the session. It wasn't in a presentation, but I went home and I had a nine slide deck within a matter of, half an hour? Because I'd just totally organised my thoughts, got it onto a piece of paper, and then I then led a session about a week later where I took the entire team through everything that we'd worked through, and they all just went, all right, okay, got it. Nice. And off they went and did just that. And it was, so that was a very practical application. And then you've had me on the phone in tears because it's a safe space where I've been so stressed about a situation and really just frustrated because I didn't know how to think my way through it, and it was so overwhelming. And you just take me into a place where I can be calm and figure out a way through it. And they're very different scenarios, but both equally important, because you're always going to come up against challenges no matter what stage of business you're at. It's having the tools and the safe space to be able to work through what you're feeling or what you're thinking to come to a point of conclusion where you can either hand it to somebody else, walk away from it, leave it behind you, accept it as part of what you're going to do, as part of your history. But it's having somebody who you can bounce that off, who actually isn't inside the business, is so important.
That, for me, is the crux of it, really. Somebody asked me last night what my superpower was, and I said it is providing that safe space for people to get honest with themselves about what they really want, what they really want to do, and then making a plan through it. And what you've just described there is one of our greatest triumphs, I think, which is getting you out of the weeds.
Yeah.
So you could go and achieve everything that you wanted to do.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, because I knew that I had a session with you every 4 weeks, I knew that I had a zone where I could just stop everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of gave me that permission to do that. So I kind of... And often I wouldn't even think about what I was going to spend the session with you talking about. So I would, but something always presents itself.
Oh, there's always
something. And sometimes it is just basically a rant, and then we figure out actually what in that rant is really important. But the safe space is so important because it just gives you permission to leave everything at the door that is just day-to-day noise and focus in on that thing that's really bothering you.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to ignore that and to ignore that voice inside you, or to ignore something, that niggle that's really kind of to a point where it suddenly becomes a real problem. It's really easy for that to be drowned in the noise of the day-to-day, and having a coaching session regularly gives you that space to really kind of go, what is actually happening with me? What is pissing me off? What is doing my head in? What is really kind of upsetting me, or what's kind of blocking me for that next stage of growth?
Yeah.
And it has been, I think, that space for the last 5 years has been actually really transformational for my growth. Because while you've been a really safe space and you've really helped me tune into what's going on with me, and you've used countless different exercises to kind of help me understand what's going on, it's been myself giving me that permission to spend that time on myself that I think has really helped me tackle some of the challenges that would have really held me back if I hadn't dealt with them.
And one of the things that I've loved, which has been completely unique to our relationship, actually, is the metaphors.
You cannot tell me that you don't use metaphors with other clients.
It's true, it's true. That's been a constant, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Wading through gigantic puddles of mud in the middle of a field. There's lots of fields, there's lots of sheep. We've done lots of walking. There's lots of coaching walks in lockdown.
And the phrases as well.
Goodness me, what's this year's been?
Head down, crack on.
What was it? No, it wasn't that. It was head down, crack on, but there was definitely three.
Pants, no, big girl pants on.
Pants down, no!
That's a different conversation.
Yeah. What was it? Head down, lean in, crack on?
Yes.
That's it. I've always known that this was going to be a very challenging year. I don't think anybody who's ever sold a business would tell you that it's a walk in the park. And we knew that we were working up towards it. We've had a phenomenal year as a business, from a performance perspective as well. The team have really taken on their role and really focusing on growing the business. And they've been just, I'm so proud of them. You know, the last 3 months have been personally very challenging, just being so out of my comfort zone in a world where I've never done this before. We've had brilliant advisors around us, but you know, ultimately you're making a very big decision on behalf of a lot of people, and that is an awful lot of responsibility, and I really felt that responsibility. I mean, you know I did, but it has been an incredibly challenging year from a growth perspective, and also from a I'm just going to do this. But it's, you know, having laid the groundwork with you a year ago, because we sat on this floor
with
more colour pens and post-its.
And the arts and craft paper over there.
Arts and craft paper. And mapped out what this year was going to look like. And I was staring down the barrel of a very, very difficult year. And there was no sugarcoating it. You didn't tell me it was going to be all right, because we both knew it was going to be hard work. And it was hard work, but it wasn't awful. It was good hard work. And I just knew that we needed to head down and crack on.
Yeah.
And lean into that difficulty, because difficulty is where you grow. And I knew that it was going to be a challenging year, but I also knew it was going to be very personally rewarding from a personal growth perspective.
Yeah.
And it's just about being brave.
Yeah. And I feel like we have been on that journey and grown up together.
Yeah.
Over the past few years. And I've never let a client through exit before. You know, we were just a couple of steps ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love about it, and the thing it's been an absolute privilege for me to help you with, is keeping you throughout the process.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's, I've never compromised my values.
Yeah.
And I've never compromised me at all during this process. You only have to speak to Ben Taylor from KPMG to know that he got full force on a number of occasions. I picked up the phone, and I'm really proud of myself for staying authentic.
Yeah.
I could have sat there and tried to pretend that I knew stuff that I didn't. I could have, you know, tried to be all suited and booted and very professional, what people would deem to be professional. No, I rocked up in my Sequin Nevada t-shirt on exchange day and asked stupid questions and asked them twice if I still didn't understand the answer. Because ultimately, I know that it was important to me to stay myself, but also I know that there are other people coming along behind me.
Yeah.
And if I don't ask the stupid questions, people don't know that people don't know. So I think it was all about kind of me learning from the process, but also everybody learning from the process.
Yeah.
And kind of working out how we did it all together. So yeah, I came out the other side, popped out the other side, and I feel very proud of how both Ed and myself navigated the process, which was an awful lot. I mean, I've never seen so many legal documents before in my entire life. But again, it was like, I can do this. And
that's an exciting thought, right?
Yeah.
I can do that. What else can I do?
Exactly. And I think, you know, I've grown a business from nothing with Ed, yes, to a place where you have a team of 70 shedders and lots of clients, and we've done amazing things for our clients and really proud of that. And not only that, with an amazing culture, with really solid values at the heart of it. And I think it's really taught me actually that if you apply yourself and it's something that you really want and you're prepared to work for, you can do anything that you want, really. And you might be afraid, but if you follow the process and you follow the steps and you figure out why you're afraid and you work on that, then you can achieve anything.
It's true. Absolutely true. So what is your advice to other female entrepreneurs who are thinking whether they should get a coach?
Advice to people who think they should get a coach. So, well, A, get one. B,
I'll do.
I think the most important thing about a coach and figuring out if it's right for you is to go and try it. And I know that you offer sessions that are kind of taste sessions, and I think that's really important because it is so much about chemistry as well.
You've got to get the chemistry.
You have to get the chemistry. I mean, I've worked with other coaches before you, don't worry. And it just wasn't right. And there was nothing wrong with those coaches, but it's the same as... It's a really important relationship to get right, and if you don't feel comfortable and there isn't that chemistry, then it's never going to work, and there is no point in you spending money on, you know, sessions with a coach where you cannot be yourself, because you're never going to get the outcome and the value from the money that you're investing in yourself. But yeah, if you're thinking about getting a coach, A, understand why you want that coach. What is it that you're hoping to achieve? Is it because someone else is just telling you that you need a coach? In which case, you need to backtrack a little bit and figure out actually what is it that you're hoping to achieve from those sessions. And then there are so many events. I mean, there's Lean In, do all sorts of different events. There are loads of coaches online where you can actually take part in kind of group sessions or go and take some taste sessions with one, but just go and try it. And see whether it works for you and if it's the right kind of relationship for you. It has been absolutely gold for me, in terms of me and personal growth, having a personal cheerleader, which has been brilliant. But my confidence in terms of how I approach things, knowing that I can figure it out and there's always a way, and there's always a way that I can do it authentically me. That doesn't make any sense. I can do it in a way that's authentic to me.
Well, both.
Well, yes. It just gives you the confidence to tackle anything. And even if it's like a really difficult situation, there are, and they do come along. Actually knowing that you've got coping mechanisms behind you really does help take a lot of the fear out of the decision-making process. And I think fear holds a lot of people back, even if it's really subconscious. Like, I can't do that, or if it feels uncomfortable, you've got to push through those. If you're going to grow as a leader and you're going to grow and scale a business, you need to be prepared to push through some of these difficult walls, and having somebody where you can actually to support you do that and figure out how you're going to do that in a way that you feel comfortable with, because you can do difficult things and feel comfortable doing them. That's absolute gold.
Awesome. And the question that makes my imposter syndrome prick up is, would you recommend working with me?
No, she's dreadful. I would 100% recommend working with you. I think you're fab, you know I do. I think it comes back to the thing that we were talking about right at the beginning of this conversation. Mm. It's just you listen, and you listen really, really hard, and you are so considerate about how you can apply your skills to help. So it's never a paint by numbers exercise, ever. Never, never, never. And I know that sometimes you've come into sessions with me going, I've got no idea what I'm going to get today.
That's the fun bit, though.
We've always gone with it, and we've always come out. I don't think I've ever walked away from a session with you, and I mean, there's been a lot in 5 years. Mm. I don't think I've ever walked away from a session with you going, what, shit? Or that was disappointing, or I didn't get something of value out of that hour and a half, 2 hours. And I think that says quite a lot, really. You know, I've always had value from every conversation that we've had. Nice. Because you listen to what I have to say, and then you figure out the best way of helping me tackle that. But the solution always comes from me. It never comes from you. Mm. You just help me with the framework of how to get me, even if it's just, you know, 2 steps further forward, it's still progress, and then that gives me the confidence to take another step. And I haven't worked with a coach that has done that for me before. And I certainly wouldn't have spent 5 years working with somebody if I didn't feel like I was getting value from those sessions.
Thank you, my darling. And, you know, it's just been, it's been incredible. Absolute joy and a privilege. And I can't believe we're just a bit older, a bit wiser.
Stop it with the old. I'm certainly wiser. There is no two ways about it. But I'm definitely not older. I am Peter Pan. I'm singing forever. Let's just ignore the fact that I creak and crack every time I get up off this sofa. But no, I think I wouldn't have made it to where I am personally today without you. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, lovely.
So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.